Hey, 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 kids! So, welcome back. This is part 6 of Act It, Episode 8. Yeah! Anyway, like I said, I need a hug, so let's have one. Providing this delightful little hug will be suddenly see as Olive. Alisa, a.k.a. Sunshine McDuff, as Chuck. Russ, as Emerson. Worse Than Chase, as Ned. Davey and Atoga, as Buddy. And Sexy Girl, Wait, as Barb. With a special guest appearance by Dylan Collins, as the ever-so-hot-and-fancy Eris.
It's like being trapped in a sachet of the panty drawer of a dead shut-in who was shut in her bedroom by her cat so they wouldn't have to smell the stench of freesia.
Can't you smell it?
Yeah, that'd be my freesia hair detangler that you said smells amazing yesterday.
She had now.
I wish I hadn't told you those capris make you look taller.
Liar!
No, I'm a truther. Because I came clean unprompted, whereas you only admitted to lying because you got caught.
Here comes the center of the universe, pulling us all into a gravitational orbit of blame.
Oh, well, FYI, there is no center of the universe because the universe is forever expanding.
Like your neediness.
What?
Wah, respect my feelings. Wah, don't fence me in. Wah, don't treat me like I'm dead. Well, if you're so dead, then how can you be so needy? Oh, right, you're selfish.
I am selfish? I have to share with you every single thing that I own.
Big whoop, secondhand stuff.
Oh, so that's what you're angry about. The one thing I won't share. Ned.
Can't believe you just said that. Don't shrug at me in the dark, Charlotte Charles. That was a low blow.
What do you expect me to do? I mean, we're in a no-win situation here. I can't talk to you about it because that'd be insensitive. I can't talk to Ned about it because he's done nothing wrong. I mean, if I were to have a nickel for every single time the three of us are together, and unexpectedly, accidentally, I catch you looking at him...
Stop talking. Now stop talking.
Help! Help! Anyone help us!
You have this sad little pining look on your face with, oh, Ned, why can't you love me? And I feel like a complete jerk for being in love with my own boyfriend.
Yeah, a boyfriend you don't touch.
I told you, we can't!
That doesn't make any sense. I'm going home to my home.
What happened?
Roommate squabble. Brought on by the suspicious actions of Barb, aka Downey, who was definitely a person of interest.
Not a name and address on her?
No, but I know where I can get one. Buddy's office. Oh no, Barb!
Do your undead thing. Killing Joe?
No! For dating him! See, I didn't ever get fired! This job's on me!
Who knows CPR?
Help me get her off the hug machine before she goes dead again.
Bicycle pump!
Oh, good idea! Okay, breathe! Breathe! Breathe!
The only place of my relentless positivity and a psychotheoric knowledge of her burning meant something. I couldn't hurt Joe. When he was around, I could be my true self. Only now, I'll never know if it's just our mutual passion for crosswords that brought us together or...
Hurry it up, we're on a time limit.
Or if he felt the same way.
You were his one and only. He was about to leave the company for you.
Oh, he said he had something important to tell me. The night he died, I waited for his call, but he never made it back from his forescorting gig.
Wait a minute. Joe didn't work that night.
He was moonlighting, a standing sports date.
Who with?
Joe never said, but the guy sounded tragic. 2 years of playing ball and he still was a spaz. Some clients simply lack a jock gene. Buddies call them bleacher leechers?
Randy.
Yeah. Skip to the part where you become the main squeeze.
I was having a meltdown, came in for a hug, pretended those arms were Joe's. That's when the doll got turned to 11 by the Spartan. I tried to fight, grabbed this from his helmet.
You did good, Barb.
There's no Spartan running around killing the popular kids. This isn't Thermopylae High.
Right, it's Spartanburg West. Buddy's team mascot.
Great. How are we going to find out who that was?
I'm having the most unfortunate of hunches. Randy was an uncoordinated bleacher.
He told me the kids at school teased him mercilessly for it.
Yeah. And maybe one of those kids was varsity quarterback and self-proclaimed dork minister, Buddy Amicus.
Detective Codd, what are you doing here?
We're one step closer to finding Joe's killer.
With Kitty?
Yeah, Kitty's with me.
What's wrong with Barb?
Oh, she's dead. Thanks to your happy hug machine.
Oh, not Barb! Sweet, adorable, conciliatory Barb. Who could do something so horrible?
Does the name Randy Mann ring a bell?
Should it?
We think he's your old school mascot. The Spartan you tangled with back in the day, he's back and he's pissed.
You don't happen to have a high school yearbook?
Yeah, right here.
Thank you.
I have to evacuate the building. Someone, call the police and tell them there's a vindictive person with low self-esteem on the loose.
There's no Randy Mann listed. Maybe he's using an alias.
The phone's dead.
How? No. Help!
He's got Buddy! Let's move!
Gotta put the book. Oh, watch out!
What the hell are you kids doing?
A mannequin!
Whew, that was close. Thanks for hitting me in the head with the yearbook.
Yeah, last thing we need is another dead body lying around.
Oh, too late for that. Hello. This is a surprise. For you, too, I'm sure. We're having a little trouble getting a good look because there's a mannequin face over yours. Maybe if you took off the helmet.
Helmet on!
Sorry about that. We weren't expecting such a blethery, mummy-like... Can you speak? We would really like to know who you are.
You're the Spartanburg West quarterback.
Can you show us? Ares Christopoulos. Wow, you were a hottie. Buddy. Buddy was a Spartan mascot.
Buddy killed you, too.
So the Buddy Amicus legend as a high school golden boy is a complete lie?
And a total horror show. What kind of person holds onto a dead body?
The kind that wants to preserve a friendship.
Were they riding horses in this scene, Chegatina? It was like horse gallops.
No, but see, you started yelling at me for taking so much time on mixing, so I got real ghetto with my footsteps.
I liked it. again, I don't know who played who. Maybe that's more fair because I don't have any attachment any of the actors. So I'm just going to go by character. Did you want me to go first or did you want to go first?
Sure, go ahead.
Chegatree?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Whoever played Olive, who played Olive?
That was Suddenly C.
Suddenly C needs to enunciate. Her reading was good, but like the scene with her and Chuck completely owned her. And then, yeah. I don't know who played Chuck. Chuck was awesome. Who played Chuck?
That would be Sunshine McDuff.
It was who? Sunshine McDuff?
Yes.
I thought you were great in this scene, and you spoke clearly and enunciated, and your readings were just really funny and sincere and entertaining. You were probably my favorite in this scene. Barb was hilarious with the hyperventilating. Like, you kind of rushed your lines, but your reading was good,
Okay, I have to say, the reason she rushed her lines is because she's only supposed to be alive for a minute. She was alive over a minute because
Sense. Then it made sense.
Even though she was rushing her lines, even if she did need to speak quickly, it still did sound like she was rushing her lines. Go on.
But the hyperventilating part was really funny. I thought you were really funny. Like, I think you're a good comedic actor. Who's that? Is that Sexy Girl?
That is Sexy Girl Lily.
Okay. And then Emerson. Who was Emerson?
That was Russ.
I really liked Emerson. You sounded all matter of fact in the way that you spoke and, like, hardened, and it really worked well, I thought. You were probably my favorite guy in the scene. And then who was Buddy?
Buddy was... Davian... in a toga.
You were really good too, Buddy. Your characterization made a nice contrast to the other two, like, guys in the scene. I thought you were really funny. And then Ned, who was Ned?
Ned was worse than Chase.
Ned failed. Like, you rushed... I really like you worse than Chase. That makes me sad. You rushed your lines, and Like, I honestly believe that rushing lines is a sign of an insecure actor because you're afraid people aren't going to, they're like going to stop paying attention and if you don't get all your lines out fast. And it's important to take pauses because, I don't know, it kept taking me out of the scene because you were just talking so fast. Was he only alive for a minute, too?
No, Ned was the person who was bringing people back to life.
Oh, well then, if you're bringing people back to life and you're around people that talk fast all the time, I would think you would want to slow down a little bit. So that's all. That's all my critiques.
Okay, let's see here. Seymour, I liked you for the most part. And then, like, you missed the line, so I had to cover it up.
Wah, wah, wah.
let's see here. The thing I like about Olive's character is that she's so over the top. And you didn't go over the top, so, that probably hurts my opinion of you, but, like, that's just because I'm really fond of people who are over the top and do it right. But,
maybe that was just her choice for the character.
Right. For what you did for it. I think you read your lines pretty, like, semi-realistically. My biggest problem was that I had to clean up all your lines because you had this crazy, background noise going on, and I had to also, amp up your lines. Like, I don't touch Audacity unless I really need to, and I had to touch Audacity to, A, put a noise removal on it, and B, to, amplify slash, normalize it.
This was another person, this one was really hard, her lines were really hard to hear, too.
Yep.
I'll continue, sorry.
And then, Sunshine McDuff, I love your readings of it. It sounded very real, and I liked it.
You're my favorite of Chuggity's group so far.
The only thing I have to say about your entire performance is that you didn't give me a good take for what was it? Oh, for being completely mortified by seeing Ares like take off his helmet. Like every single one of your takes was just like. Going like, I'm like, I know that Emerson's supposed to be the one that's really freaking out about this because he's, for some odd reason, despite the fact that he's such a badass, he's the one that does it. For comedic effect, of course. But anyway, I still would have liked more, repulsion right there. And then, what else? Who else was in this? Russ, I think you did a great job taking what I said about, Emerson as a character and portraying that, which I can't say about the other Pushing Daisy scene. But like for that, it kind of worked, I guess. And then I couldn't find one of your lines, which confused me because I would have thought you would have put it in, but anyway, I had to cover up for you. So yeah, you missed a line. Other than that, you're totally cool. You were the first person to point out to me that I hadn't sent a numbered script, so that's all cool.
It's because he's a professional.
Yes, he's a professional.
Unlike us, he is a professional.
Yes. Let's see. What else? And I like that even though you were completely confused about the script and everything, you still did a pretty awesome job.
That's because he's a professional.
Yes. I also agree with Dylan.
Unlike us, he's a professional.
That, I like you worse than Chase, but my god, was this a fail. It's just, like, I don't think you characterized it at all in means of portraying, like, a real person or anything. And Ned, he feels things a lot, and he's constantly bringing people back from the dead. And then having to kill them off a minute later.
Hey, Chuggity.
Yeah.
What's worse than Chase?
I don't know, Dylan. What's worse than Chase?
His performance tonight.
That's awful.
Chase playing Ned is worse than Chase. Alright, sorry.
Anyway, I think your best line was the I'm having the most unfortunate hunches. But yeah. I think you were pretty hard to hear, and I'm not entirely sure that was my fault. And then, let's see here. Davey Inatoga, your lines were read so, like, over the top and everything. I'm not really sure if I appreciated that level of over the top.
I thought it was really funny.
It made me laugh, which is good. So, like, I prefer that you did it way over the top than holding back and not, you know, doing, not impressing me at all. So, like, I don't know, some of your lines, they were read so unreal. And while he's lying most of the time in this scene, it like, creeped me out. And I was like, that's kind of weird. And then your very last line, you gave me a couple of really oddball takes of it. And then I picked the most creepy one. It still wasn't creepy enough for me. But anyway. Sexy Girl. I think you did a great job as Barb. I think you were rushing it, even though this is supposed to be a fast-paced scene, like, that had to be sacrificed for the fact that the pacing in Pushing Daisies is completely lost on what people gave me. So, let's see. Yes, even if you're going to talk fast, you need to not rush your lines. It's very interesting finding a medium between that.
Let me just say this about Sexy Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you were the very last person I think picked to be on the show. Like, there was a debate on whether to put you on the show or whatever. I'm really glad we did now. And I think that I was really impressed by this when compared to your monologue. And I'm really glad that you're on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I think you did better than a lot of the other people that we cast way earlier. So.
Yes. Oh, kudos and something that freaked me out about you, Sexy Girl, is that you kind of sounded like the Barb in the show. So
maybe she's a master impressionist.
Perhaps. Except like not when you were hyperventilating. The hyperventilating was really hard on the ear, but that's okay because it was still funny.
It didn't hurt my ears at all, but I guess that's because you mixed it.
Oh, maybe it's just because I was mixing it and like I kept hearing it.
I thought it was so funny. I was mixing. That was probably other than almost all of Chuck's lines, that was probably my favorite part. It was the hyperventilating.
Yeah. I
thought that Chuck and Barb stole the show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my. I'm done. I'm done. If you're done.
I'm done.
Okay.